This is VOA News. Scott Walterman. Palestinian health officials said at least 50 Palestinians were killed when Israeli airstrikes hit a densely populated refugee camp in North Gaza on Tuesday, as Israeli ground forces battled Hamas gunmen based in the sprawling tunnel network. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed international calls for a halt to the fighting to enable emergency aid deliveries to civilians suffering from critical shortage of food, medicine, drinking water, and fuel. UN and other aid officials said Gaza's civilians were engulfed by a public health catastrophe, with hospitals struggling to treat snowballing casualties as electricity supplies peter out.
The Secretary General is deeply alarmed by the intensification of the conflict between Israel and Hamas and other Palestinian armed groups in Gaza. This includes the expansion of operations by Israeli defense forces accompanied by intense airstrikes and the continued rocket fire into Israel from Gaza.
At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says 66 trucks full of humanitarian aid arrived in Gaza in the past 24 hours.
Dozens of more trucks are expected to clear today. I want to caveat it with that. We're obviously watching this as closely as we can, and we hope that they all get in. But still, again, it's just a fraction of the need.
And the United States is sending additional troops to the Middle East.
Can announce the decision to deploy an additional 300 troops to the U.S. Central Command region from home stations in the continental United States. These additional troops will provide capabilities in explosive ordnance disposal, communications, and other support enablers for